That was Kim Hunter and the Cowboy Anthem. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cab Casanova, Remy the Rodeo, and the Italian DJ Nick. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome back the show after way too long, the one and only Kim Hunter. Hey, Kim, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks, Kim. And of course, I want to thank you so, so much for taking your time to talk to me today.
I appreciate you having me back on the show. I thought you just like, you forgot about me.
Never. One could never. You are one of those unforgettable people, Kim. So, of course.
I hear that a lot, but for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, you, of course, are back with some great new music. We just heard a Cowboy Anthem. And when it comes to this song, are there any stories or anecdotes behind this song?
Sure. This story actually... I met a guy named Brett Yates in Liberal, Kansas at a show probably 15 years ago. He approached me and he said, I really like the way you write songs. He said, I write songs too. I've got an idea. He said, we should write this song. Well, I lost touch with him for like all these years. And one day he shows up on Facebook and he's like, hey, are we still going to write that song? And I'm like, well, yeah, but you'll have to refresh my memory. And he sent me his idea and we put together, we worked back and forth. He's out of Oklahoma and we worked together to do a Cowboy Anthem. And that's what we've got right here.
And it's definitely a great song indeed. And I'm actually wondering, because you know, you're coming out with quite a few songs and such. Are we going to at some point be seeing a full-blown EP or even an album of yours coming down the pike? Or are you going to carry on the single by single basis?
Well, we're releasing single by single because that's kind of the trend right now. Everything's streaming and so on. But I will have an EP with these songs on it available. Probably, I hope by Christmas to sell at the shows. And they'll be on the website too. They'll be on my website too.
Fantastic stuff. Well, then, folks, you definitely know what to get if you think about early Christmas shopping. Then you can think about again your very own Kim Hunter EP. And speaking of the Cowboy Anthem song, Kim, what in your mind makes a cowboy?
I think someone that just has a true love for the land, and you know, someone that's real. It's not the cowboy hat. It's not the chaps. It's not the boots. It's just the heart of that man, that woman, that person, that love for livestock and living on the land and just working with their hands, you know, just I think that's what makes a cowboy more than the boots and the hats, you know.
Well said. And so would you say that cowboys and cowgirls are still around and still alive and well today?
Oh, yeah. If you live where I live, you see them all the time. I mean, the real ones, too. We have lots of the cowboy hats, but I'm talking real ones. We have ranch roundups and ranches with real working cowboys that still compete against each other for fun.
That's fantastic. And I have to ask, because this is one that I often ask my friends when it comes to, you know, we get together and stuff. What has been the weirdest dream you have ever had?
Oh, my goodness. It's just like a PG. No, I'm kidding. well, one time I had a dream that I was being chased by this little monster guy. And I got to the end of a cliff and I was just about to jump. And he's like, don't jump. I just wanted to tell you I really liked your song. And I mean, it's weird. But I told him thank you and I didn't die. So that was good.
Well, that's definitely a good thing. And hey, you knew. I mean, that's a fantastic, fantastic one indeed. And of course, as you know, I'm Italian, so we're very big on our food and our drink. And when it comes to you, what is your favorite food and drink combo?
Well, I know this is cliche, but I really like I like beer and barbecue. But I like to make it. I like to make the barbecue. I'm a big barbecue enthusiast.
So I can't blame you. I can't blame you for that. Everybody loves barbecued meat.
Mm-hmm. I say I'm the one that spends hours on Sundays with my three or four different smokers out there, you know, going back and forth, acting like I know what I'm doing and hoping that it comes out edible.
Well, I'm sure you do a fantastic job indeed. And you know, we talked a little bit earlier, you know, about the fact of, you know, the person you are and stuff. And if you had to guess what people appreciate the most about you, what would you say?
I think probably my my kindness, my, you know, my natural ability, I guess, to care about people, put people first. I'm just, I've always told, as a matter of fact, I just got told this today at work, that I'm extremely empathetic, and I was hoping that that was a compliment. But I think that my natural empathy for people, the fact that I really appreciate, when people appreciate what I do, I appreciate when someone just sits and listens. And that means a lot to me. So probably that they would probably see me as a very warm, approachable, empathetic person.
Well, it definitely comes through indeed, I will say, and that is a very rare quality to find in people. So that is definitely a gift and a blessing indeed. And I know that you're also very, very passionate about music and making music and what have you. And, you know, looking back on those horrific 2 years of when COVID hit, how were you personally affected by that? And what did you use as a coping mechanism when everything was shut down? You couldn't, you know, perform and such.
It was terrible. But I discovered a lot of online groups where people would come on and you could set up little concerts, house concerts, you know, and we used Zoom to write songs. And so we did the best we could. We just, you know, we were trapped like everyone else, praying that we had enough toilet paper. I guess that was a thing. And we always did. I didn't get it. But yeah, that was, it was, you just had to make do. I played a lot on Facebook. I played a lot of live song shows on Facebook. I made a lot of friends on Facebook that way. And I still talk to those people today.
And I think that's wonderful. And now you know that, you know, we're back, we're free again. And, you know,
and we are.
And yourself and your fellow colleagues can go back to playing live shows and such. What did it feel like to you when you got back to playing live shows and you got actually back on stage and at your first live concert again after such a long time?
It felt like being reborn, you know. I mean, our first one, Russ and I played at this little general store in this tiny, tiny town, and the people were all still separated and they were all still wearing masks. But they were so appreciative. I mean, it was probably one of the most appreciative audiences that we ever had. And we were so just over the moon to be there. It's like, you know, it was like our first time ever again. We were so nervous and we were so, you know, antsy, and we just, you know, it just meant a lot.
And I'm so glad, you know, that you guys are back doing what you're doing. You know, that's a fantastic thing. Exactly. And now, of course, we are right smack in the middle of summer. And, you know, so, of course, the first half of 2023 is over. When it comes to these, you know, last 6 months and change of 2023, Kim, what are the objectives that you've set yourself, and what are your plans when it comes, you know, to your music and what have you?
Definitely, I just want to write more. I want to settle down and write some more. I think that I also want to start playing, you know, start giving back a little bit, maybe playing some shows at like retirement homes for people that may not be able to get out and get the entertainment, people that a lot of people forget. And just to be more involved with community and helping out with benefits and things where my music can be appreciated and help maybe someone that's in need.
Well, more power to you for using your powers for good. I think that is a fabulous thing. So awesome stuff. And when it comes to summer, I mean, as I you know, jokingly said to you, I know it's always hot in Texas, but when it comes to this to the summer now, what will folks see you doing, or what will you be up to? Do you have any particular activities and such that you enjoy when it comes to the summer?
Well, when I don't have to absolutely be dragged out of the house, I'm here pretty much under the air conditioner because I'm not a big fan of the heat. And I certainly don't lay out by the pool. That would scare society back into reclusion. But I just have fun. I don't play outdoor shows for sure. I did that once and it was, I don't even know what they were thinking. It was Rusty and I right in the sun. It's like the sun was right here. And I'm like, they're trying to kill us, Rusty. They don't like us, I don't think. So I'll play a lot of shows. I still play, you know, a couple times a month. I have my regular schedule. I play all over Texas and Oklahoma. But other than that, unless I absolutely have to, It's like I discovered Walmart delivery, and since Walmart delivers for like $12 a month, I'm not even have to go there anymore. So I'm pretty set until it got at least gets like in the 90s again.
Well, I mean, I can't blame you for that. And you know, you mentioning that you've played, you know, throughout your state, and of course, we know Texas is a big state.
Right.
Was there a particular venue or concert that you did in Texas that particularly surprised you when it came to the audience reception?
Let me think about that. Yeah, probably. It was in a little town called St. Joe. The stage was way back, and I thought, these people are not even going to know we're here, but they were very appreciative. I mean, you know, usually when you're playing acoustic, which is what I do, I don't run around with a band. I just play usually myself and my guitar. They don't usually dance, but we had dancers and people were having a good time. It just felt like, you know, it felt like a big show when it was just a little bitty saloon type place.
Oh, yeah, and so I love fun. That.
I love it.
And I'm glad to hear that it seems like line dancing is still alive and well over in the States, because over here in Italy, it's a very, line dancing is a huge thing. And in fact, some American artists who come over almost blown away that, you know, line dancing is such a thing. So would you say that, I mean, outside of this particular experience that you had, that folks still do the whole line dance thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they line dance. You know, they have DJs here. Have their songs that they play during breaks, and all you have to do is hear what's the big one, Apple Bottom Jeans. That gets them out there and they do their little line dance to that. Then Copperhead Road, that's the big one. There's still Copperhead Road out here. Then there's the Brooks and Dunn's what's that one,
Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Yeah, that one Boot Scootin' Boogie. They're still doing that. I mean, Texas is all about line dancing. It's just it's the easy way to not have to get a partner and still dance and have fun.
Very well said. Though I have great appreciation for line dancers, because I was born with two left feet, and so I don't have the nifty footwork that you guys have. So
this guy does not. I don't either. It's like, you don't want me to line dance because I'll knock the entire line down. It's like, yeah, it's like, Weeble's wobble, well, this weeble falls down. It's terrible.
Well, I mean, as I said, we have other qualities. There you go.
Yeah. We have great personalities, Nick.
There you go. Exactly. That's what we can say. We've got great personality. For those who want to stay up to date with everything you have going on, Kim, you know, be it shows and new songs and what have you, where can we send these folks to?
KimHunter.us.
Perfect. So, folks, you definitely know where to go for more Kim Hunter goodness. And speaking of Kim Hunter goodness, Kim, we're going to be seeing you out here with another fabulous song of yours, which will be Wild Texas Wind. Now, tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, Wild Texas Wind kind of combines everybody's heartbreak story. You know, the one that got away, the one that you wish you hadn't even met. But it also has little references to my love of storm chasing. I love to chase storms. And so it talks about the wild Texas wind is a reference to the tornadoes. Also, it talks about the storms coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, makes reference to this person leaving like a hurricane. So I just kind of, when I wrote this with a good buddy of mine, Frank Zaragoza, you might have heard his song, Another One. Yeah. And we've been buddies for years, and we've written so many songs together. And this one in particular is one that we wrote recently. And it was based off some personal experience, not mine or his, but a friend of ours. And so we decided that we would write this because it was a story that we felt like, you know, needed to be told. But I threw in all the weather stuff. And I do that sometimes in songs because I love to chase. I love to chase bad weather. I know I'm an idiot, but I still do it.
Well, believe you me, you're not alone. I have met a few folks who do the whole storm chasing thing. So, you know, I guess it takes all kinds to make a world, as they say. So
well, that's very kind.
You're very welcome. Well, folks, we're of course going to be going. We're here with Kim Hunter and Wild Texas Wind. Kim, I want to once again thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for the remainder of 2023.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate everything you do, and I appreciate all the listeners out there. Look me up and keep listening. You guys are making my streams on Spotify go crazy. I love y'all.
Fantastic stuff. Well deserved. Well, folks, definitely be sure to keep track of everything Kim Hunter has going on, because believe you me, it's awesome stuff. Here's going to be another great song of hers. This will be Wild Texas Wind. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
Never fall in love too fast, but you caught me by surprise when you walked up to me and asked me to dance. I should've walked away that night. You blew him like a wild Texas wind. His eyes as blue as the emerald sky. Just like a summer storm from the Gulf of Mexico, you wrecked my heart. Life together seemed perfect for a while, but I always knew you had a restless kind of soul. I could tell by the way you kissed me on our last day. It was best for me to let you go. Texas wind, with eyes as blue as the emerald sky, just like a summer storm from the Gulf of Mexico. You wrecked my heart and blew out.